Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, happy new year. It finally made it. We made it. Let's just pray. Or I got fingers crossed, eyes, legs, toes, you name it. Whatever I could cross, it's crossed. So happy new year. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. We've got a great guest tonight, Andy Watts. He's a blues guitarist, singer, songwriter, and he's got a kick-ass album out, Super Groove. It's fabulous. We're going to play a couple of cuts from it. I think you guys are going to really like it. I believe we have Andy on the phone, but before I say hello to Andy, let's just say thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Cheese for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, FinTech Productions, Lanoka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, McCloy's and Designs in New Jersey, Big Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearny, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, and H21 Hand Sanitizer. Andy, are you on the line?
Oh, yeah. How are you, Joanne? Thanks for having me.
I'm good. You there?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm right. Yes, here.
I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for coming on. I tried to listen to the whole album, but I only listened to pieces to pick a few selections, and I hope you're happy with what I picked. So I love it. It's so high energy, and it's really electrifying. I mean, it's really rocking, which is great. But I have to ask you this crazy thing. You're known as the ambassador to Israel Blues. I don't mean to sound uneducated, but when did Israel become so heavy into the blues? Is that something I don't know about?
Well, you know, the Middle East has always been a good place to ride the blues. You know, every American president knows that. I always been into the blues. I started listening to the radio, tuning to American station already. 12, 13, they made me pick up a guitar, and a friend of mine showed me a few chords, and, I learned the guitar by myself, really. I never took any lessons, I don't read music, so I probably break all the rules there are, but it works for me.
Great, and it does, because it sounds fabulous, and I have to apologize to you, Andy, and my listeners. My little mascot is in here tonight. Jesse is here, and he, unfortunately, I have no heat in the house, so they're in the house working on it, and unfortunately, the puppy had to come out here, and he snores pretty loudly, so I apologize. I can't cut him out. I wish I could. We're not boring. It's just the puppy snoring. So
that's so nice. There's nothing like having man's best friend with you all the time, you know.
Oh, and he's such a good boy. I can't even tell you how good he is. I mean, he's a rescue, and it took a while, but he turned out to be okay, thank God. So we had a rough go at it. But so now, where are you now? Are you in Israel now, calling?
I'm in Tel Aviv, which is right on the shores of the Mediterranean. And one of the reasons, as you mentioned before, as Israel's ambassador to blues, it actually was a blues news magazine up in California that minted that express. And I've been very busy through the past 10, 12 years bringing some of the best blues artists in America to come to
right.
Israel, provide an audience here. I mean, I had Jolie Walker 3 times in Israel, rest in peace, Lucky Peterson twice, mm-hmm. Johnny Winter, Rick Astrin, who was also performing on the album, 2 tracks on mm-hmm. harp, Bernard Allison, Kenny Neal, who also in the end ended up co-producing my album, among others.
Yeah, I was going to say, you and Kenny, you hooked up and you put together a really great project. That's fabulous.
Yeah, it was a blast to work with him, and he was over in Israel. We did 3 shows together, and one of the part of the Israel blues experience is to suffer 3 shows with me first of all, and then we go up mm-hmm. to Jerusalem as mm-hmm. everyone that's doing that. We go up to Jerusalem, and we were having a drink in Jerusalem and listened to some music, and as you say, the rest is history. We really hooked up,
right?
We clicked off on our stage, and that's how he ended up co-producing my album.
Right, and he loved it so much. Not only did he co-produce it and play on it with you, but he also, you're on his record label, which is cool.
Oh, yeah. He has a label called Boga, and it's co-produced with Boga and Wistone. So, I mean, for me mm-hmm. as an Israeli blues guitarist, it's a big deal to be signed on a major American label like Wistone, and of course, with such a blues legend as Kenny Neal involved. It's a great thing.
Right. And now, Supergroove, is that your second album or no? It's
I've done 5 albums. I've done it with my previous mm-hmm. Band that I had. It's actually a follow-up previous album from 2018, Blues on Fire, mm-hmm. which is basically the name of my show these days. I have a 9-piece band that I take on the road. That's a big show. Maybe what you hear on Blues on Fire or on Supergroove is mm-hmm. basically my live band. I am fortunate
right.
to have a great horn section with a trumpet,
right.
baritone, sax, trombone, B3 Hammond, 2 vocalists with me, additional bass and drums. It's a big band. So Julie Walker did the title track on Blues on Fire, and he's also doing a track on Supergroove is singing Burning Deep, for example.
Nice. Now, when was it released, or it's not released yet?
Supergroove was released on the 4th of September, and it
okay.
was Wistone actually said, listen, Andy, I know we're in the middle of this pandemic, but people need culture, they always need music, we're going to release it, and I must say, the reception has been fabulous. I think we're now in the 16th week on the Roots Music Report charts. I think we reached the 6th place as the highest. We've been 9 in UK with the IBBA
right.
chart. So we must have done something wrong. Right. Sorry.
Right. No, we didn't do anything wrong. So I have to ask you, are you able to play live out at any clubs in Israel right now? Or no, you're locked down as well?
Oh, we are. First of all, my last live show was 11th of March. We've been off and on, you know, partial lockdowns, waiting, open, not open, just like the whole world is in the limbo. And at the moment, we are supposedly in a lockdown, and they're considering to tighten it down even further. We are in the middle of a vaccination program, though.
Good.
So, let's you know, it's running against the clock at the moment. Let's hope. I mean, the only way we're going to beat this is we all work together. It's a global thing.
Right. Well, everybody else is working together but us, sadly. And you guys, everybody's going to be ahead of us in the game. And I'm glad somebody's going to be ahead and healthy. So it's a shame it's not us who is usually the first and everything. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But
We got a Pfizer program here. The Pfizer is the company providing the vaccination at the moment in Israel.
Right.
And, I mean, if there's anything that is democratic in our world, this virus is, because it's affecting everybody. And it gives you time to reflect on yourself. I try to use the energy and the time positive. I've been basically writing a new album during the last 6-7 months. So of course, I'm going to wait to release it, hopefully after this is beyond us, you know, hopefully.
Oh, how did you guys work? Did you work remotely or get putting the album together? Or did Kenny come over into Israel? Or did you come over here? Or is Kenny over there?
Well, Kenny was over for three shows at the time. I did already have some music that I basically prepared. I had something that I recorded. By the way, the first two tracks I recorded was Living Hand to Mouth, which, of course, is a track by Rick Estrin. And we did it live when Rick was over. We really loved it. So that's the first track we went into the studio next to here in Tel Aviv. My studio that I'm using is in the kibbutz, basically an outpost, agriculture outpost, before Israel was formed. Pretty much like you have outposts in the Wild West at the time. And it's a converted chicken shack that has this great analog sound. It's not a high-tech scenario. It's old school. But it got this big sound. And we recorded Living Hand to Mouth and Don't Take My Blues Away. And that was a track that came to really light. Because you know what? Mm-hmm. He said, Andy, everyone wants to get rid of the blues. So you tend saying, telling me, don't take it away. I said, yeah, you know, few things in life you should keep close to, you know. Don't give up on
that. Yeah.
And that's what the first thing we recorded. And sure, we were in touch, but yeah, the rest we did from America. He heard the stuff here, and we did the rest on distance.
Right. And you did this whole album during the pandemic. Wow. Well, you definitely took advantage of the time.
Well, you know, people need all the time music. Even though as hard as it can be, but you know, we got to come through this. And, I must say, people still love to hear music, and I think many, with me among others, you know, just waiting for this to pass to go back on, hit the road and start playing again. You know, whatever that will happen.
Nice. And what's the weather in Israel right now, and what time is it?
It's 2:15 a.m. in Israel.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm keeping you up. Oh, my goodness.
No, that's, you know, nighttime is the right time for blues.
I was going to say, you're a musician. You're up all night anyway. I know that we don't sleep, so. Yeah. That's when we work so best. We're more creative at night.
Yeah. The weather has been very nice lately. It's actually been very dry for the season. This is normally the rainy season in Israel, but it's been dry. It's in the daytime. I think in what that would be Fahrenheit. I know we'll be out in like 25, 26 degrees in the daytime. We'll be probably in the 80s, I think. You know that? In the 80s.
I'm jealous.
It's Mediterranean country.
Right. I have no heat in my house. I'm dying over here. It's like, it's got to be about 30-something, I'm guessing, or lower outside. And in my house, it's 60. So we're all bundled up here. And again, I apologize for the dog, everybody, but he can't be in with them. So, you know, I don't want him attacking a stranger. But, you know. So, well, I would love to play one of the songs to really get us going here. How about we do the title track? Why don't we do Supergroove? I really liked it.
Yeah, let's hit it. It's the track that I composed having our early bands of Yonah Winter, Freddie King in mind, and it's instrumental, and it's just boom, the way you would start a show normally.
Yeah, it's powerful. It's really good. Check this out, everybody. Supergroove by Andy Watts from his new album, Supergroove. And it's called Supergroove. It's the title track. Here we go. You're going to love it. Check it out.
Thank you.
was putting the lyrics to it in my head. I was singing with it. I was coming up with words for it.
Cool.
Baby, why you do me like that? Do, do. That's what's coming to me. Baby, why you do me like that? Sorry. I get music Tourette's. I apologize. Oh, man,
cool.
That was great, Andy. I loved it. I loved it. I loved the sax in that. That sounded fabulous.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, it sounded like an old boat, big boat, you know, the baritone sax. Ooh, that's the real lows, you know. I love the baritone sax.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was really good, really good. You must have worked with Paul Nelson. Have you worked with Paul Nelson before? Or
oh,
you
yeah,
at least know
yeah, Paul.
Yeah.
He really took good care of Johnny Winter. Wow, he really did a good job with him.
Yeah, he was on last month. What a great guy, too. Nice guy. Nice guy. His stuff was kicking,
yeah.
Too. Loved it. Loved it. So now, out of all the tracks on the new album, which is your favorite, or which one do you enjoy playing the most, or was it one of your originals or one of the covers?
It's a mixture. Actually, this time, it was a draw. Because I have 5 originals and 5 sort of covers. And when I do covers,
right.
I try, you're not to do copy-paste, you know. You want to put your own signature on it. You want to stay true
exactly.
to the original of the song.
Right.
You want to put your own, you know, musical identity on it so you sort of surfing with it. I really like Burning Deep, which is a song that mm-hmm. I wrote already with my buddy Joe Walker and Joe Lewis Walker in mind. And, you know, the lyrics that I wrote there is something that is reflecting many things that happens in relation, unfortunately, when you bring the best or the worst out of me, that can happen to everyone, you know. Some people are good at that, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah. Right.
And I think that Joe did a fantastic job, and that's just a song that I was happy to have Joe singing. The whole album, actually, if you see the album, it started with Supergroup, which is the way you would kick off a live show, you know, with something introducing the band, getting the audience ready to rock and roll. And then the rest of the song, I was imagining driving, you know, a car at late at night, how would I like the songs to fall in place to have a pleasant ride, you know, because many people are listening to music in their cars, you know, and that's the reason I decided to end it on a very chill note with my tribute to the late and great Peter Green with Supernatural, you know, like that. Wow, that's a very chill way to end the album.
I know, they're all good.
Yeah, it's a cruising, you know, you always have to, sometimes when you do an album, you have to see which one suits, you know, which song suits.
Right. Now, are you on any of the vocals? Because I see, did you do the vocals on the covers or the vocals on, because I see other people.
Yeah, I do the vocal. I did the vocal this time. This time I did the vocals on the guides. But it turned, I do vocals live, and also, of course, I do a lot of back vocals when I need to do that. But on the album, actually, I decided to have different vocals on the whole album, going from Eliza Neals from New Jersey, actually from Detroit, but she's in New Jersey at the moment. Jolie Walker, I had Roy Young with me. Dennis Rochon, I also performed with me live. I let them do that to have a wide variety. I do back vocals, which I also do live. And on my new album, I probably do some of the back vocals myself again. I'm just all the time to the hardest thing as an artist is to try to sound, with the sound wise, the same, but always to reinvent yourself, you know, all the time.
Right. And now, any inspiration behind Straight Shooting Woman? What's the story behind that? What made you write that?
Straight Shooting Woman is something that that many I think it's many musicians can relate to that, because something that people always looking for a place to harbor. You know, many times you feel like you're a ship, when you don't have an anchor. You're trying to load up on things, but you're always moving around to places. And that particular thing, I think many people are looking for having something particular in mind, but they don't know that they have it until it's too late when they lost it. You know, they're already moving on to the next port, you know. And, Australian woman is really a rocker. And I did the B section there with the great horn arrangement that came out, and then the sound is, there were some great vocals on it. And the outro is just one big shooting of rocking out a guitar. And actually it was Joe Lloyd Walker told me, "Listen, Andy, in America we like rock and roll, you can play, we like electric guitar, just play. So I had that in mind when I did the outro, because that's all in one take.
Right. Now, well, since we're talking about it, I'd love to play it, because it's really, really good. You want to hear, everybody want to hear Straight Shooting Woman?
Yeah.
All right, Straight Shooting Woman, Andy Watts, off of it. Yeah, it's a rocker. Off his new album, Super Groove. Here we go. It's called Straight Shooting Woman.
Take me on.
That one's rocking. That's rocking. I wouldn't even call that one blues. Jesus, for real. That's rock.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Yeah, thanks.
That's a great jamming song for a bunch of guys to get together and just jam out on.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's what's the purpose, you know, the ending. I didn't have a clue in the end how long it's going to be. Everything in the end, the last guitar is just one take. We were just playing, and, you know, sometimes it's just clicking the studio. We just took it up, and we just ended it, you know, just it was a cruiser. And, well, you know, if you ask me, do I have to put me in a particular box, only blues, only traditional blues? I play blues. I play blues rock, psychedelic, funk, soul, jazzy things. I mix it all together. You know, I think it's also a way to rejuvenate the blues, you know, to try to bring a younger audience in to have a little bit different vibe to things, you know.
Right. Now, I got to ask you now, you taught yourself very young. What was the first song you learned, and who were you listening to at the time? Because I know you got a lot of people.
Song I learned.
You listened to a lot of people. So the first song you learned on the guitar. And
the first song I learned to play was Hey Joe from Hendrix, if I'm not mistaken. You know, you listen to the blues, you listen to Albert King, you listen to Jimi Hendrix, of course, John Lee Hooker. But I think the real first song that I got into play was Hey Joe from Hendrix. And Hendrix always been an inspiration. You know, I did in the past a lot of tributes and things to Hendrix, but I never wanted to copy paste, you know. I always wanted to, you know, you do your own thing, you know, because Hendrix can only be one.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you could try, but you're not going to get it. You know, it's going to be you. You know,
exactly.
No,
that's better, man.
You know, it's you. So, well, that's cool. I thought maybe you're going to say Smoke on the Water. That's pretty much everybody's go-to first song that they learn on a guitar. <You know? laughs>
I know that a few punishment people told me all this, that you have bars, that you have fines, that if you play Smoke in the Water or Stairway to Heaven, you have fines that you have to pay, you know.
Right. Oh, my God. Well, yeah, I was saying, you know, you're not the only one. I mean, all our guests, they have all new music out and everything, and it's such a shame that you can't go out and promote it and play live, because that's the whole purpose of doing it, so you go and perform it in front of your fans who love this stuff, you know, so... Oh,
but,
well,
one day we will get through this, you know. We will get through this.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people tuning into radios today and listen to it, you know, this is still, you know, to listen to it is like, maybe you can say, well, that's like having a chewing gum with a paper on, because we're going to see it live. Yeah, sort of. But, you know, this is just how it is, and we have to come through it. That's just how it is.
Right. Now, you and I just became Facebook friends today. Have you done any Facebook Lives playing music for anybody?
No, I never got into that because, you know, maybe I always thought, okay, another lockdown, it will pass. You know, I may be old school, but I prefer to do it live, but maybe I have to readjust myself. I'm pretty much an analog guy, lost in the digital world as it is at the moment. But, it's something that you maybe have to reconsider. I don't see that taking off, really, with its digital or Zoom kind of stuff. But maybe it will, depending if this will drag on. Maybe that's what you need to do.
Yeah, no, I've seen a lot of artists do it. So, and it's something that the fans enjoy. I mean, you know, you're scrolling around on Facebook or on social, whatever, and all of a sudden you see a performance going on of your favorite artist where you can't go see them in person outside of your house, but you could enjoy it at home. So,
right.
Which is great.
Yeah.
No, I think you and I just became friends today. I didn't get a chance to see, you know, if you had posted.
That's
anything.
Right. That's true. That's
yeah.
true.
So,
but I will look into that. I will look into that.
Yeah, you should. It's the people love it. Everybody loves it. I love it when my favorite songs are played or favorite artist gets out there and does it. So now I wanted to ask you, now this song, this album came out in September, so immediately I'm sure you're working on new stuff, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm very busy to I've been writing stuff that's maybe more related lyric-wise to the present situation, even though when I'm writing lyrics, I don't write a clear-cut story. I write gray, which is in between black and white. It's up to the listener to interpret it, whatever he hears, that's the right stuff. And people tell me, oh, you wrote this stuff, did you mean that? I said, yes. And someone else offered me something else, I said, yes. Because it's all what you hear is right, you know. So, yes,
right.
I've been writing a lot of stuff about the present situation, and I had a lot of music coming in through my system. So I have basically a new album lined up that I will probably start working on now in the springtime.
I have actually mentioned on the show in the past with the other guests, too, that can you imagine when this is all over all the fantastic music that's going to come out? Because, I mean, nobody's touring, so they're able to sit home and write instead of, you know, they're working on what they do best. So, and busting at the seams to get out there, right? We're all busting at the seams to get out there and actually throw some great music on people, you know? So,
Big time.
Your last album, Blues on Fire, I think is the name of it, right?
The previous album was Blues on Fire, and that is also the name of my live show these days. It's Andy Watson, Blues on Fire. That's the way I'm presenting my live shows. And the title track there is a song, the Blues on Fire, obviously, that I wrote with a purpose. That to keep my blues on fire, you have to feed the flames. That's pretty much what you have to do always in life. Everything you do, doesn't matter what you do, to keep things on fire, you got to feed the flames. That is that simple.
Yeah.
And I got the great Joe Lou Walker do the vocals on that one. It was also very, you know, a lot of guitars right up in your face. That's how you play it.
And you know, you don't hear that on the radio anymore. So you know what? Give it to them. Give it to them good. they don't. You know, the songs on, you know, mainstream radio right now, they're not real rock or even blues for that matter. You know, like Straight Shooting Woman. I mean, you don't hear songs like that playing with the long guitar lead anymore.
I appreciate you playing that because that.
Oh
that
no,
is a
I love
6 minutes.
It.
Boom.
Oh, I know. I loved it. I don't care how long it is, as long as it's good. It's great.
But I think there's some hope for all guitar music because in the beginning of this pandemic, Fender gives us, oh, what are we going to do? We have to fire a lot of people. Oh, what's going on? And then it turned out, wait a second, people are home. This is the 2020 was the best year in the history of Fender and Gibson. They never in the history sold as many guitars. So what you said before, a lot of people around the world busy learning to play or playing guitar, making music. So maybe things will change.
Right. It was a great time to learn an instrument too. You're absolutely right. Wow.
Oh yeah.
I didn't even think of that. Well, it was a great time to learn a lot of things, you know, especially about yourself, which I'm sure a lot of people have learned too. So. But now I hope you like my next selection. I picked the Supernatural, the one by Peter Green's Level. Yeah, I hope you don't mind if I pick
love
that
one. I loved it.
Oh, great. Well, let's share it with
it's
everybody.
It's a big inspiration for me. It's a big inspiration
for
me. And when you play a track like that, that was from 1967, you have to be in a state of mind to do it because you want to be representing the song and you go in there and not, you know, one of the things you have that I learned with the year is that don't overplay, you know, don't leave the audience a bit hungry that they want more, not that they're happy that you leave the stage, you know. So this is a song that Peter Green always from the beginning been an inspiration. He really know how to say a lot by playing less, and that's an art form to do that, you know.
Right, less is more. Less is more all the time.
Less is more.
Yeah, and it's funny. I worked with a producer one time, and he said, whenever there's music playing, what did he say to me? you should always feel, now as a guitarist, you probably feel the opposite, but I'm a vocalist, so he would say, whenever there's open music, you should always put your voice. But I don't believe in that throughout the whole song. You know what I mean? But depending on where you are in the song. Now, for you as a guitarist, you're probably like, oh, I want more guitar instead of vocals, you know. So
all this compromise. Yeah. Life is a compromise. Right. All this compromise.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Let's check it out. This is a remake by Peter Green, but now by Andy Watts on his new album, Super Groove. It's called Supernatural. Check this one out. Trumpet.
Yeah, it was a flugelhorn. Yeah, it's a flugelhorn.
Ah, I wasn't sure what it was.
And it's to soften it up. Yeah, because I thought if you I wanted to do it a bit different. So I find it very spacey, and this is Gregory Rifkin, my good friend and a trumpet player in the band. He actually played 20 years in New York and got a lot of bebop in him. And he made it so nice to add the dimension of the flugelhorn, and I also added the B3 Hammond there to cruise a little bit.
I thought it was a Hammond organ. I was like, that sounded nice.
Yeah.
I haven't heard one.
It was a B3.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I loved how the horn and the guitar were talking to each other, dueling each other. That was really nice. It was sweet.
Thanks.
Enjoyed that. Yeah, it's very nice. This is a great album, folks. Oh, my God. I only chose three. There's 10 cuts on this thing. And, man, they're fabulous. What song was it that has the heavy harmonica in it? I can't recall which one it was that I listened to.
You have Living Hand to Mouth. That's the good Rick Astley, who's playing. That's a real rocker, too, Living Hand to Mouth.
Yeah,
that's
that
with harp on with Rick Astley. They also do some harp on that Don't Take My Blues Away on the outro.
Mm. Nice. I loved everything that we played, and I loved the whole album, to be quite honest. I mean, like I said, when I was picking the songs, I hate to sound, that's what A&R people do. They listen to like 60, not even 60 seconds, and they pick what they like. And I just went real quick because I was putting the show together, and I'm like, this
cool.
I like these a lot. So, I mean, I love them all, but, you know, these three where I picked, I thought were really great. I love the music in them, and,
thanks.
My God, I hope you're happy with my pick. So,
yeah,
anyway,
that was great. Thanks. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you. I can't thank you enough for joining me and sharing the music with me and our listeners. I appreciate it so much. And when you do the next album,
thank you very much for having me.
Fun.
You know, you guys are very important these days to ventilate.
Well, I'm trying to let people know that, you know, there's all new music out there. You just got to listen. Just got to listen for it. And
sure.
we're playing
that's
it for
right
you.
On.
Yeah, we're playing it.
Well,
for you.
Anybody who wants to listen to the album, actually, Wistone and Boga were so kind to put up a link on my website. It's www.andywasguitarslinger.com. And that is a link on that, my website, where you can listen to the album, the whole album. And, of course, if you like it, you know, you have all the Spotify, Apple, Amazon, all the applications available. I do have some cool videos on the website, too, or some cool videos on my artist page. Mm-hmm. And it was Guitar Slinger on Facebook, and some more videos on YouTube, too.
Is there a video for Straight Shooting Woman? Because I was picturing a video in my head when that was playing.
Yeah. I have that one.
Cool.
I did that.
Cool.
We did that in Tel Aviv, Florentine Quarter, which is the more artist. It's like an artist village in Tel Aviv. We shoot with a lot of graffiti. We shoot it there. But
nice.
As you see on the album cover, there is that's me and a big rhino, a big yellow rhino.
Yeah. Oh, that's there in Tel Aviv. That background was graffiti on.
This is a neighborhood called Florentine in Tel Aviv. It's a lot of graffiti on there. But cool graffiti. I like that.
Yeah,
People ask you, no wonder why you have a rhino on the cover. That's good. That's all I need, you know. Art is about people asking questions. That's good.
Why? Because that's what I wanted on there. That's why. I like the picture, and that's why.
because it's a super groovy rhino.
Right. Yeah, it is. It's not your average rhino picture. It's the cool rhino picture, so that's great.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Well, folks, if you want to listen to the full album, like Andy said, go to andywattsguitarslinger.com, and you've got the videos there and also the music, and you can hear it there. And if you want to own it, you could always go and stream it. It's available at all the online outlets that you could get music. I mean, that's our way of getting music these days. So,
right on.
You know,
right on.
Yeah,
right
absolutely.
On.
Well, Andy, is there anything else you'd like to let your fans or the listeners know about anything else?
First
going
of all,
on?
I want to thank you, Joanne, for having me. It's been a pleasure and honor to be on your show. And I'm very happy that you like the album, and I hope that the listeners are digging the album. And as I said, the only way is to keep the faith, be strong, work together to come through this, because you know, the world will maybe look a bit different when we pass this, but we will come through this. And
yeah,
the only way we can do it is we all do it together.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Well, Andy, I can't thank you enough again for joining me and allowing me to play the music. I really enjoyed it, and I hope everybody else did. I'm sure they did. What's not to like? My God, it's great. So, again, when you finish the other album, let us know. Come on back. I'd love to play that, too.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. I will do that gladly.
Excellent. Well, you better go to bed, which I doubt you're going to do. Because it's what
I might check something out. I might check something out of my guitar, and I have something to do. But eventually, I have to hit the bed later on.
Yeah, it's got to be almost 3 a.m. now. So, and I know you're not going to bed. But anyway, I can't thank you enough for joining us, and all the way from Israel, no less, and such a late hour. I appreciate it, and all the best with the album. And I can't wait to get in touch with you again and have you back on and play some more great music.
Thank you for having me, and I wish all of you to stay safe. And I hope to speak to you soon again.
You got it, Andy. Andy, thank you, and a happy new year, and you take care, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye for now.
All right. Thank you. Bye, honey. Take care. Bye. Andy Watson,
bye-bye.
Everybody.
You too.
New album, Super Groove. Check it out. Bye-bye, Andy. Oh,
bye-bye.
Man, I loved it. I loved it. It was great. And, hey, you get it. You can listen to it for free, and then if you want to own it, download it. So, but nice guy, too. These people that call me from out of the country are amazing. I just can't find them. They're staying up late at night for us, which is great, and I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for that, guys. I do appreciate it. It's we've had people calling from Spain, Berlin, oh, my God, the UK, Israel. This is my first Israel call, so that's pretty cool. But we've got a great show, great month of shows coming up for you guys. Pardon me. On the 6th, we've got Wink and Sandy Martindale. Now, Wink you probably know more of because he was always a game show host. However, Sandy actually, I believe, dated Elvis. I'm not 100% sure. I know she was in Elvis movies, and she was a good friend of his, and Wink was a good friend of Elvis's as well. And since his birthday is on the 8th, I thought Wink and Sandy would be great to have on. Wink's actually put a couple of books out about his memories of Elvis and Sandy's as well. So, and then on the 9th, we're going to do a 1 p.m. special on Saturday with Celtic singer, Irish tenor, Paul Byram. He's got a new album out, too, called What I Did for Love, and the song is beautiful. It's really nice. And then on the 10th, we got another special time. That's Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Jay Michaels, he is the program director for... Waterloo Media in Austin. Well, he's based in Austin, Texas. I don't know if Waterloo Media is located there, but he's the program director at KGSR-FM 933 in Austin, Texas, and I can't wait to talk to him. He's had an amazing career, and it's going to be cool to find out about it and get to know him better. He seems like a wonderful guy. I met him online, and just a great guy, so I can't wait to hear about his story and where he's going. He's going places, kids. So, and then on the 13th at 8 p.m., our normal time, normal day, John Bermuda Schwartz, drummer and producer. He's, I believe he's done all of Al Yankovic's stuff. I know they started off together because I remember seeing him doing another one, Rides the Bus, on his... on the accordion case, so I'm playing the drums on that, so I remember that. Then on the 16th, that's a Saturday, we're doing another special time at 7 p.m. Eastern with Johnny Whitaker from Family Affair and Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, and I always remember him also from Huckleberry Finn, when, oh, God, that's, I was really young with that movie. And then by coincidence, on Sunday, we have Kathy Garber. She played Sissy on Family Affair. So that's going to be pretty cool. And we've got some, let's see, Anis Makinogia. He's an actor and producer. He's coming on. He's dipping his toes, I believe, into horror, whether he's done it before or not. But that's what we're going to talk about, his new project. And so that's going to be pretty cool. Then we got Murray Schwartz coming up on the 31st. He's going to be talking to us about his new book, Red Mill. I'm going by memory, guys. So if I make a faux pas, I apologize. It's Red Mill, and I think it's not how you start. It's not how you start, but how you finish. And I'm dying to know what it's about and share it with you guys, because it is true. Whatever you do in life, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And working hard at it, you're going to finish really well. So, and we've got some other guests coming up throughout the month that I will announce. We're waiting to get final confirmation. And we are going to be doing, I'm hoping this week, a special, I don't want to even call it a show, just it's a celebration of Dawn Wells' life, and that's going to be fabulous and well-deserved. So I can't wait to finalize that. We're going to be working on that on Monday night, and we'll have that information for you. So thank you, everybody. Happy New Year. Thank you, Andy Watts, for coming and playing such great music. Thank you so much. And, again, his album, you can get it at andywattsguitarslinger.com. And thank you to our sponsors, the High Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWB Wines in South Africa, Teach for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, FinTech Productions in Oakland Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Cloyden Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper, Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, and H21 Sanitizer. I think GenieBottles.com is having a special right now, guys. I received something. I got a pop-up. They're doing a $99.99 I Dream of Genie bottle right now. And they're beautiful. Artist Mario Della Costa does a fabulous job on them. And they're endorsed by Barbara Eden. She loves them so much, so... loved the bottle as well. So, okay, let's end it. It's a new year. Be kind, everybody. Take care. We'll see you on Wednesday with Wink Martindale, Wink and Sandy Martindale. Take care, everybody. Good night. Bye-bye.